gossip, and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
All right, so I picked up the Vanity Fair. Don't look at me, babe. I picked it up.
Okay.
And Janelle.
Informed.
Janelle Monáe's on the cover for June.
Yes.
And I basically wanted to, don't be laughing, Sean. I wanted to, some things, Sean, if you didn't know it or know it, comment, Allison, comment, okay? Number one, her alter ego is Cindy Mayweather.
Did y'all know that?
Nope, didn't know that.
She's the co-founder of an arts collective called the Wonderland Art Society.
I did not. Mm-hmm.
She has a new role on the second season of Homecoming on Amazon.
I did know that. Yes, mm-hmm. I did.
She's going to be in this movie, Antebellum, a horror picture set in slavery.
Oof.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. She's only 34.
Yes.
She's definitely a Renaissance woman. She's proud to be black and queer. She is a pansexual.
Okay.
Does that mean she loves pots and pans in the kitchen?
She might, but it really means that she, you know, she appreciates and loves anything regardless of gender, right?
Okay. Anything. All right, I love that.
Her production company. Any person. Company, don't say anything. You know what I'm saying. Don't get me in trouble.
You know what you mean, Allison.
Thank you.
Her production company signed a first look deal with Universal in 2018. Okay. In other words, she is a Renaissance woman.
Powerful.
On the cover of Vanity Fair. Pick it up. It's a great read.
Excellent in Harriet.
I think she is like, of her generation, she is like... off the chain.
And she's unapologetic, and that's what I appreciate about her. She's strong.
And speaking of being off the chain, Candy Burris, the first woman to win the Masked Singer.
Yay!
And we watched this, Allison. You called this, you said, on television from the start.
The clues added up. It was Candy from Atlanta.
And you, last night, as we watched it, you were kind of shocked when she sang, or were you impressed with it? Yeah.
So she, you know, she sang Tina Turner's River Deep Mountain High. Is that the name of the song?
Yeah.
And so it just spoke to the fact that she was saying that she sometimes felt invisible and didn't feel like she valued herself or people valued her. And it reminded me of Tina's story, and I just gained inspiration from Tina Turner. And now Candy.
Go ahead, Candy. The first woman to win. Of course, T-Pain is one. Wayne Brady is one. What does this say?
That's right.
Black people can sing.
Black people are winning on this game show. So somebody wake Jaheim and tell him to get on the damn show.
Okay, and if you watch Fox 5 Morning, you might see Candy in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Oh, wait a minute. Go ahead,
Tease. Yeah, let's see.
All right, well, speaking of Tease, coming up, something that's actually serious. We're going to talk about COVID and how it's affecting our community. That's coming up on WHUR.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.